All right, Zach Osborne. Hey, you didn't win today, tied for the overall, but in a way, maybe you're still stoked with your ride because of that second moto. Like, had you gotten the start, it's very possible 1-1. I thought your second moto charge was great.
Yeah, I felt really good. I felt better in the first moto. It was a lot easier. But second moto, I came from, 10th or 11th to second. And I felt good about that ride, too. There's not a lot I can really say bad about other than the second moto start wasn't ideal. But still, I rode well. And I feel like it's kind of back to where it should be.
Yeah, Lakewood, really, you really didn't make it up. You were sick.
No, I was sick, and obviously, when I was a kid, I had pneumonia like 3 times when I was a really small baby, and when stuff gets in my chest, it just gets really, really bad quick, and so I had, like a chest infection and that, and then on top of that, the altitude, it was just a bad combination for me, but it is what it is, and I knew kind of what I needed to do, and like I said in the press conference, I threw away a good start and had to put a crap load of effort into an 8th place, which I didn't need, but it is what it is.
The pulling the goggles and breaking the visor was something I don't know if I've ever seen before. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. On the aero helmet, the visor screws break easy just for safety purposes, and when I went to take the goggles off, it hooked on the visor and broke the screws, and then it were like all in my face, and it was a mess.
You got a rock in the lens right before that.
Alex hit me with a rock like almost exactly 1 lap before that, and it splashed all the sweat down in my face, and I couldn't see from the inside, so I knew I needed to pass him quick and take him off. Then as soon as I took him off, he almost passed me back, so I had to like kind of ride out into his line.
Yeah,
so
you feel bad about that?
No.
You looked at him. You looked right over.
The option, like if he had passed me back, I was going to the back because I couldn't see, and he was going to be roosting me, so I had no option.
I kind of didn't like the way you looked at him, and then just went right out there.
So what did you want me to do?
Well, I don't know. I just felt like you were like, hey, I'm going to just drive out to the outside right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a
He admits it.
There was a lap around the inside, so Alex was going to double pass me, and I didn't want him to double pass me. So I had to do what I had to do.
Listen, you've got 8,000 laps here at High Point in your life. How many?
No, I raced here maybe once a year as a kid. It's just a track I enjoy. I like the dirt. I love the long ruts.
Okay, so the point being, you got so many laps here, so many years here. What'd you think of the new High Point?
I like the old High Point, but I'm not talking about last year's High Point. I'm talking about High Point where Bradshaw Boulevard was huge jumps and you went clear out in the back. High Point was actually the first national I ever came to in 1997 when Bradshaw won and Sheik, I think, won the 125.
Sheik won. You're right. I'm sorry.
He won a moto for sure.
No, he won the overall.
Won the overall. Yeah.
I lost my shoe here.
That's kind of the High Point I'm talking about where you come back, this way after the start.
Right over there.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I always enjoy this track. And when it's muddy like that in practice, you're going to have a proper racetrack for moto. So it was good.
You're going to feel like you're going to deal with the Martin brothers all summer here?
For sure, I'm going to. Especially Jeremy, he's kind of found his flow here lately, and Alex is riding well. So, it's going to be those two all summer.
Who do you side with on the Filthy Phil versus Jeremy Martin beef right now?
I don't have a dog in that race. I like Phil a lot, and I like Jeremy too. So
yeah, but who do you feel probably isn't wrong?
I don't really know the story enough.
I'll tell you after I stop.
Okay.
Thanks. Good job.
Thanks.